Despite recent rains, it was a dry summer in Vermont and New England. Lake Champlain water levels were at record lows, which means acres of beach sand that would normally be underwater were exposed to the sun. Now, this has allowed some rare and a few endangered species of sand-dwelling plants to blossom, some of which may have lain dormant for decades. VPR's Kathleen Masterson recently went out with some Vermont botanists to search for the nondescript gems.
It's a blustery cold day on the lakeshore, just north of where the Winooski River drains into the lake. It's mitten weather for sure.
So where we're standing right now, we would normally be under a few feet of water.
Aaron Marcus is a botanist who works part-time for the Fish and Wildlife Department, one of two out here today. He's been finding and cataloging these rare, dry weather-induced bloomers. The first rare native plant we run into, we literally walk through.
Creeping lovegrass. It's forming a massive carpet. It doesn't look like it could really be a rare plant, but it really only grows in these places when the water draws down. It's another annual, and it germinates all over the place.
It's about knee height. The leaves have browned in the fall. And Marcus explains that like many of these rare plants, its seeds are only triggered to germinate after they've dried out for a certain length of time. Otherwise, the seeds can lay dormant for years, decades even. And the plants seem to know from environmental cues when the drought comes early enough in the season, it will have time to grow and produce its own seeds, says Bob Popp, the state botanist with Fish and Wildlife.
Because we have this sandy, muddy substrate exposed, and it's been exposed for a long enough period that not only can they germinate, they can also flower and set seed.
Popp says it's hard to know for sure because some rare grasses, sedges, and rushes could be sprouting in other years, but not have a long enough growing season to produce flowers.
You know, there may be other years where it gets down low enough that the seeds germinate, but they might stay vegetative. And identifying these vegetatively, as you could tell, there'd be a lot of head scratching and saying, what the heck is that?
Without seed pods and flowers, lots of these grasses and rushes look alike, even to an expert like Bob Popp. Then, without any fanfare, Marcus spots what might be the rare Wright's spike rush.
So we got to crowd around so
that we don't...
and break the wind so we can actually look at the little...
Popp explains to confirm the plant's identity, we need to open its tiny seed pods and examine the seeds, which are about the size of a speck of a cookie crumb.
Yeah, so what we need to do is dissect that little thing and look at it with a hand lens.
Whoa, I mean, that's like a millimeter thick.
Yeah, without it blowing away.
Yeah, the seeds are about a millimeter wide.
Yep, these ones are the right spike rush.
The botanist probably won't be happy about this comparison, but to my untrained eye, the right spike rush has the same shape as those bunches of flattened crabgrass that grow between cracks on the pavement. Except here, some of the green shoots have distinctive brown seed bundles at their ends. And right spike rush is globally rare. It's found on Lake Champlain beaches in Vermont and a few places in the Northeast. After confirming the plant's identity, Marcus notes its GPS location and scoops some soil from next to the plant into a bag.
We're cooperating with a researcher from the New York Botanical Garden who's trying to figure out the distribution of this plant, and he thinks one of the key components is the substrate texture. So he wants us to collect sand.
Popp says they're also collecting soil from south-facing beach locations that seem ideal for the rush, yet where they don't find it. The idea is to see if there's some special soil properties the plant prefers. And all the data about the rare plants they've surveyed this summer is being entered into an online database, noting the GPS location of each. Most states and Canadian provinces track their finding in the same format, so there's fairly comprehensive documentation across the continent. So when it comes to finding these plants on Lake Champlain beaches, the botanist can say with reasonable certainty just how long it's been since they've been spotted. This year, the globally rare Wright's spike rush and the many-fruited water purslane have both cropped up in record numbers, and both grew long enough to produce seeds. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.